I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the Division of Natural Resources has an interesting program getting off the ground. They're managing native brook trout. And we'll talk a little more about how they're doing that coming up in a moment. Native brookies are an entirely different segment of the trout game than we normally think about when we're talking about put-and-take trout program in West Virginia from our hatcheries. But the DNR has been working on ways to improve reproduction and to help recreate long-lost populations of brook trout in our native streams with the same trout that have historically lived there. Biologist Brandon Keplinger says it's kind of a helping hand to a battered species.
The problem comes in where we've extirpated populations from where they once were. In the mid-Atlantic portion of our country here on the eastern side, we've seen some of the most expansive declines in native brook trout distribution compared to anywhere else throughout their range, as documented by some studies that have been done. So we really wanted to try to utilize fish that we do currently have and the genetics of those fish that really give them the status of whether or not they are native or heritage stream to these streams.
And they go about doing this in a couple of ways.
What we found that when we take fish that are in the wild and get them into our Raymond Farm WVU facility over in Wardensville, West Virginia, that we can advance the growth of females and get more eggs out of them, which is good because one of the biggest issues that we have is it's hard to take 50 or 60 fish from a single population and then move them to another stream and hope it works. So what's good is that you can use several eggs from a single female. It just works better numbers-wise.
And the hatchery setting offers some other distinct advantages.
The good thing about doing it in a hatchery with fish that you have captive there is that you could actually take populations of basically the same strain, but with also unique genetic materials within those populations and spawn them together so the new population that you develop has a broader gene pool.
Don't misunderstand. This is not the same mission as the rest of the state's trout hatcheries. We're not talking about put-and-take fishing. This is working to restore a population of native fish.
This isn't a program that stocks fish for anglers, per se. This is a program that stocks fish for the population that allows it to reproduce, hopefully, under the circumstances that we found these streams in now, or that, you know, we may be able to better the landscape and in-stream characteristics of the water so we can actually generate a reproducing population of native brook trout that are the exact same genetically as the remainder of the populations found within these smaller watersheds.
And there have been some success stories.
The first stream that we tried this particular procedure on, I believe it was in 2020. Yeah, so it was last year, a spring survey, where we collected naturally reproduced young of the year brook trout in high numbers. And we are now backing back off that population and letting that population be what it's going to be.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.